May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. First off, before I even start my sermon, sometime if you can, look at the weekly Glad Tidings, because this little cartoon or saying or information is exactly what we're learning today, what we're supposed to be like as Christians. Church can offer support in time of crisis. And if you read that little paragraph underneath the picture of the family of God, our family, our Christian family, this is what we are to be about. So today we're going to have fun. Yes, we are. Because Alyssa is going to become a child of God, an inheritor of the kingdom of God. And nobody, nothing can take that away from her or from all of us. All of us are sealed into God's holy family. And Jesus Christ is more powerful than all else. And so nothing can change that. Baptism, like what we learned today in the lessons, is all about respecting God, learning how to really be aware of His will, obey Him, and do all of that from one reason, because we love God and we love Christ. And then in Colossians, we learn the same thing. Through Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, because God has made it this way, our old self becomes new. And that's what will happen to Alyssa. She becomes a new creation. All of us are new in Christ every day when we turn to Him. Because Christ is all in all. But then as we look at the lesson today, the gospel, it's really interesting. Back then, in those days, a rabbi would sometimes be sought after to be an arbitrator, to be a lawyer, to say, okay, I'm going to settle this dispute. But Jesus wants to teach them, be aware of greed, and also not only just of financial greed, but we can be greedy if we don't share all of us. Our kindness, our generosity, our intellect, our physical prowess. You know, all of us, we're supposed to share our entire body, mind, soul, and spirit to the Lord and to each and every one of us. And that's what that picture shows. We're a family. We encourage and support each other. And all of us need it. And there isn't one person in here, whether poor or rich, at one time or another, we can support and encourage and love one another. It's not only about money. It's about our whole being. But in this case, Jesus is telling them, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. And so he tells them a parable about the rich man. He had tons, and he had so much that he thought to himself, what am I going to do? Well, I'll build bigger storage units, bigger barns. So what was the problem with that? If we have so much we want to always add an addition, what's the problem with that? Is there a problem with that? What's our attitude? What makes us think that Jesus would tell a parable about this? Well, it's because the person didn't go beyond himself. He didn't think about how self-serving that was, how he was interested in being contented for himself only. He never gave a thought of others, thinking, well, instead of building bigger barns, maybe I'll give some away and share it. No awareness or compassion or care or mercy or generosity came from his heart at that point. He wasn't really interested in the needy. And what else didn't he think about? He didn't think about the other life, And what do I mean about that, the other life? Well, that person never saw beyond this world. And so I have a little story. It's about a conversation between a young man who's very ambitious and an older man who was a little bit more wise. And so said the young man, "I will learn my trade." And the older man said, "Okay, well, then what? What will you do after you learn your trade?" Then the younger man said, "Well, I'll set up my business." And the younger man said, "And then what?" And the older man said, "And then what?" Then the younger man said, "Well, then I will make my fortune." The older man said, "And then?" The younger man said, "Well, I suppose I'll grow old and retire and live on all of my money because I won't have to work." And the older man said, "And then? Well, I suppose that someday I will die." "And then?" Eternal life is the life we are to be focused on. Not collecting possessions, not getting everything for ourselves. But it's okay to be rich. It's okay to have a lot of possessions as long as we don't forget to be aware of those around us, to serve God, to do as Jesus said. And what did Jesus say? It's in Matthew 25. He said, "Come, O blessed with my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you," which Alyssa will do today. "Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And this is what Jesus tells them. "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. Sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came. And you visited me." And then the righteous will say, "Lord, well, when did we see you hungry or feed you or see that you were thirsty and gave you a drink? When did we see that you were a stranger and we didn't welcome you? When did we see you naked or clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of my brethren, you did it to me." We are to love one another, to love our neighbor as ourselves. We all know that. That's what the lesson is about. To go beyond ourselves, our own needs, and take care of the needs of those around us. To go beyond focusing just on living in this world and realize, do we have riches stored up in heaven? Do we know God? Do we have a relationship with God? Do we feel his presence every moment with us? Jesus makes a difference when we see him face to face. But even in modern day, which is not really modern day, because this man was back in the 1800s, but he said, and I heard this one time, actually on a TV program at the end of Criminal Minds, and I thought, wow, this is a good one. This was his quote. "What you do for yourself alone dies with you. What you do for others and the world remains and is immortal." What I'd like to do is, if you don't mind, I'd like to all of us say the collect once more, because it is God who protects us and governs us, and it is God who cleanses and defends our church. And we are the church, taking care of one another and the world.